Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Dalad. So we got to the very bottom, the mission Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The mission begins, Yesh Ochel Achila Achas V'Chai V'Ole Arba Chataos V'Hashem Echad. There can be an instance where a person does one Ma'is Achila and yet is Chai four Karbonos Chataos and one Karbon Hashem. What's the case? A Tamei She'Ochel Chelev. Chelev is one Isser. V'Haya Nosem Mina Mukdashin. So Nos is another Isser, as is a Mukdashin since he's Tamei, so that's three. B'Yom Kippurim, and he ate it on Yom Kippur, which is Isser of Yom Kippur as well. And those are the four chatals. And since it was also a kadshim, he brings a asham, carbon asham for me'ila. So these are the 4/5 karbanos. Rabbi Meir Omer, im haya Shabbos, if it was Shabbos as well, hotziu b'fiv, and he was carrying all the food in his mouth, so he violated hotzah. He's chayv for an additional chatas of hotzah. To which the Chacham respond back to Rabbi Meir, Amulo, Eino Min Hashem. This is not the same Isser. We're talking about one Maisa Chila. You're adding in a Maisa Hotzah. A guy could also be holding a gun and shooting someone at the same time, and who knows what else he could be doing. We're talking about one Maisa Chila, and therefore they're not. They don't agree to Rabbi Meir's creation of this fifth Chatas. So Gemara begins now on the very top of Yud Dalad Amud Aleph. It says, Neima, let's suggest, the Issei the Rabbi Meir, that he holds of Isser Chal al Isser. Is that really true? There are mayor holds of Isser Chal al Isser. So this is going to be reminding us of good memories from Yevamos days, both in terms of Isser Chal al Isser and also in terms of the various relationships of, you know, as we'll see, about different family members being mezana with others and creating all different types of situations. So let's first focus on Isser Chal al Isser. Because Rabbi Meir holds there must be Isser Chal al Isser from the fact that he says that he added on all these different Isurim, he must agree that this is Isser Chal al Isser. The Isser Chal al Isser, Gemara says, less like, no. In general, Rabbi Meir says one something is Asr, let's say Chalev is Asr, and then Yom Kippur comes, it's not Chal al Isser, ain't Isser Chal al Isser. But this particular case, Isser Kolel, V'Isser Mosif Islay. So a classic case, Ein Isser Chal Isser. If I have, let's say, Nevela, and I create Bas V'Chalav, so let's say that's not going to be Isser, but that's Asr, because Ein Isser Chal Isser. But if it's an Isser Kolel, which means it's going to include, the Isser is going to include things that are already Mutter, make it Asr, so then it will take already that item, which already is Asr, and add an Isser to that existing item. Or if it's an Isser Mosif, which adds on a certain Chumrah, if something was Asr Bachila, but now there's Asr Bahana, so then that will be an Isser Mosif. So if something will be added in, either the severity of the Isser or to the scope of the Isser, then the Meir would agree. So the Gemara explains one by one. Tahor.
I'm sorry, when we say Isser Chal al Isser, we're talking only from the point of view of the Korban, right? Or
in general. In general.
To general.
Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Tahor. May kara lo aser ela b'chelev. A regular person who's tahor, it's aser from tit chelev, but anything that's not chelev, anything that's mutter, he's allowed to eat. Now, havale tameh, now it becomes tameh, so migo de aser b'chatichos tahoros, now that he's tameh, he can no longer eat foods that are tahor, that's aser to eat that which is tahor. So now, once he's adding on isurim that are chatichos, that are tahoros, it's also be nami isura alei chelev. So now there's an additional Isser that's Chal on Chalev, meaning even though Chalev was already Asr, since he's now Tameh, the Chalev is being subsumed within the other food that are now becoming Tahor, rather Asr to him as well. And Chalev may kar lo Asr ela b'achila. Initially, Isser Achila of Chalev existed. But now, now that he's makdish the chelev, migo de tosef be isur de hana. So from the fact that hektish adds another layer, a more severe isur, in that it's aser bana now, it tosef be gabi chelev. That would add an isur hektish on the achila of chelev as well. So those are three isurim. Vakati lehedyot huud aser. Now this is all aser to a hedyot. But all this, you could take chaylev and put it on top of the mizbeach, the legavo, that's all permitted. Now, havalei nosar, but now that you wait overnight and the carbon becomes nosar, so migo diatosef isur legabe gavo. So now that the mizbeach cannot accept that which is nosar, so there's an isur that's added on, itosef be legabe hedyot. So now there becomes an additional isur of nosar on the eating of the chaylev as well. And then now Yom Kippur comes and Chal al Yom Kippurim Migo Ditoseh Be Iser Lagabi Chulin. So since Yom Kippur asks all types of food that are out there, so then Ditoseh Be Lagabi Gavo, it also adds an Iser on the Chaylava as well, in which case this creates the Iser Kolel, the Iser Mosav, that even Rabbi Meir would agree all the Iserim would be present. So then the Gemara says, V'nisnei chamesh chatos. Why not say that there are five chatos? Our Mishnah gave an example of four chatos. It was a chaylev, it was tamei b'muktash, it was nosar, and it was Yom HaKippurim. But what about five chatos? We could add a fifth one. V'nokme kigon d'achal kazayis pigel. Let's say the Kohen, when he was preparing the carbon, he had in mind to eat it outside this mont. So that would be an additional iser pigel on top of the nosar, on top of the chaylev, on top of the Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara says the reason why is because b'chad behema kamari, b'shei behema slo kamari. We're not talking about two different animals. I could talk about two, three, five animals. I could have pigel and one animal, nosar, another animal, nevela, and then trefa. I could have, I know, 50 other averos. We're talking about all in one animal. And so one animal, the nosar, pigel, b'chad behema, lo mishkachas lo. You cannot have both pigel and nosar to be chal on the same animal. Why not? Because if an animal already is pigel, if the Kohen, when he had it in mind to do the zrika, the avoda, he's mefag the animal, noser cannot be chal on that animal after it's already pigel. So it's one animal, there's either pigel or noser, cannot have the have this both in the same time. Gemara says, what do you mean, why not? Alama lo, why can't you? Mishkachas lo, kigon, shehela ever pigel lagabe mizbech, the din is the paka pigulaminai. So let's say you have that which is pigel. So pigel, you cannot place on the mizbeach. But let's say a Kohen put it on the mizbeach accidentally or perhaps even on purpose. The din is, when the pigel is placed on top of the mizbeach, it's paka pigula mine. It removes the chalos pigel, and then we could accept it, we could continue to burn it on top of that. But let's say, after putting on the mizbeach, it now lost the shame pigel, and you let it, it didn't burn, it was left out overnight. The din is havelei noser. Now it can become noser. So initially it was pigel, and now it's going to be an iser of noser. And so now the Gemara says, so now the same limb cannot have pigel and noser, but you can have the same animal. One limb could be off the mizbeach and have a pigel, and another limb of the animal is placed on the mizbeach, and that will lose its shame pigel, and that can become nosar. So you can have the same animal where one limb is pigel, one limb is aver. So you can have within one animal pigel and nosar. So Kedamar Ula, like Ula says, the Gemara explains still part of the question here. Komates pigel shehel alagabim mizbeach, if you take a pigel of a kmitza. The Kohen did a kmitza with pigel, he's mafaga, it's possible. But let's say he put on him a mizbeach anyways, paka pigula mimenu, so the shame pigul left, and now havalei nosar, and if it becomes nosar on top of the mizbeach, it would be asur midin nosar. So the Gemara says, because be'aver echa kamari, b'shnei evarim lo kamari. We're only dealing with one aver, but not two evarim. Granted, one leg of the animal could be pigul, and one leg could become nosar. We're talking about all one aver, and you can't have one aver that has both a pigul and nosar at the same time. B'nosar pigul b'chad aver lo mashachas lo. Gemara says, why not? Alam alo. I could create a case where the same aver is both pigul and nosar as follows. Mishkachas la, kagon shehela aver pigul lagame mizbeach. You place an aver, a pigul, on top of the mizbeach, and the palge anchei agame mizbeach, upalge mavrin de mizbeach, and half the limb remains on the mizbeach and loses shame pigul and can become nosar, and the other half remains outside the mizbeach and it still is considered pigul. Dahud de mizbeach, that which is on top of the mizbeach, paka pigul havle nosar. It loses pigul and can become nosar. And that which remains off remains pigul. Ukudamar ula, komets pigul she'ela aga mizbeach, kapaka pigul mimenu, havle nosar. So we can have a limb where half the limb is off the mizbeach and is still pigul, and half the limb is on the mizbeach and becomes nosar. So you can have even be'aver echad, both of them. So Gemara says, Amar Le, this is not sufficient because we have a din. Lo, this is not true. You cannot split the aver in half. E ruba de mizbeach, shadal mizbeach. If most of this aver that was once pigel is now placed on the mizbeach, so then we have it follow the rove on the mizbeach, and the whole limb loses the pigel, even that which is not on the mizbeach. And if it's the opposite, if ruba de barai, if most of the aver remains off the mizbeach, and only a mir is placed on the mizbeach, the din is shadi lebarei. We throw it after the rove, which is outside the mizbeach, so the aver cannot be split. It's wherever the rove is. Either rove is on the mizbeach, or rove is off the mizbeach. It's either pigul or it's nosar. So the Gemara says, now this is not a good explanation. It really doesn't follow the Rov, because if it were to follow the Rov, Tifshe Dibai Rami Bar Chama, we should be able to answer a suffix that Rami Bar Chama once had. Halachu Be'evarm Acha Rov Alo. He wanted to know the answer. Do we follow Rov or do we not follow Rov? And we didn't have an answer. And from the fact that we didn't answer this way, it must be that we don't assume or we don't know if it follows the Rov. So back to square one. We can have a case where half the Aver is a Pigal, half the Aver is a Nosar. So the Gemara says, "No, Ella, because I echad kemari b'shnei zaysim lo kemari." We're talking about one kezias of an aver of an animal, and within one kezias, you could only have either pigal or nosar, and therefore we couldn't add pigal to the list of karbanos here. Gemara says, "Lo, you can't have a one kezias with." We're not talking about two kezaisim. The Mishnah only talks about one kezias. V'hakatani, doesn't the Mishnah give one of the examples? Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippurim, the iser is kosevesi. That's a shear which is larger than the kezias, because kosevesi isbe shnei zaisim. So the fact that we're talking about iser achilas Yom Kippurim, you only violate Yom Kippur if you have a shear of a kekoseves, and a kekoseves by definition has two kezaisim. So we are referring to two kezaisim. So why can you have a case of one kezias of pigal and one kezias of nosar, all from the same aver, from the same behemoth? And so the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Kigon Shachal, Kuya Bechelba. The situation where you didn't eat the entire koseves of chel, rather you had you were mashlim, the sheer koseves, to get to the kosevis. Meaning we're not talking a case where you ate a full kosevis of a chalev, rather you ate a kezias of chalev. You ate a regular food, whatever it was, bread, a kezias of bread on Yom Kippur, and then you had another kezias of chalev. That chalev was mashlim, your shear of Yom Kippurim, and therefore you violate kezias of chalev, kezias of mukdashim, kezias of nozar, and you're also mashlim the kosevis of Yom Kippurim. But we're not talking about where you ate shnei kezaisim of chalef. So therefore, that's the situation. But Papa Amar, Papa says, no. The situation is kigon demalia bitamre. Situation where you completed the shear of timarim, that you only ate one kezias, and therefore what?
The timarim was a kezias, and the timarim is similar to that one.
But how does this differ than the previous answer, though?
It doesn't.
No? That's what it says there? Okay.
Different illustration of the same.
Okay. So then the Gemara says...
Because the other one, he's trying to be mechayim on Me'ila, on the Kilia, which is also an Ever.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Rav Adi Bar Acha Masne Chamesh Chatos. He Taka did teach five Chatos in the Mishnah. U'mitarich La Kigon Acha Kazayis Pigol. Where there was an Isser Pigal. He added a Pigal to the list here as well as Nosar. And Velo Mashani Kani Shinu Dika Mashani. He didn't give all the other answers because there were five Chatals that were implied, that were actually mentioned in the Mishnah. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. So now we got to five. Let's see if we can push the envelope a little bit further now. V'nisnei Shesh Chatals V'nokme Kigon D'achal Kazayis Dam. Let's say there were six, and he ate Dam as well. Not only Chel, but he also ate Dam. So that should be a sixth Chatas. And the Gemara says, "Bechada achila kamari, b'shei achilas lo kamari." We're dealing with only one ma'isa achila, but once you're talking about the iser chaylev and iser dam, that's considered shei achilos. V'shiaru chachamim din beis ablia machzik yosim b'shnei zaysim. The din is that the beis ablia, the person who an individual swallows, he's not able to swallow more than two kezaisim, and therefore, since we're talking about kosevis in the first place, which is two kezaisim, you can throw in an iser of dam as well, in which case we cannot establish that this Mishnah is talking about six chataos, including the iser of dam. Okay, so the Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, that if it's Shabbos, Rabbi Meir added, we could add another iser of hotzah. So v'nisnei im hotziu chayev. So why don't we say imotziu chayev? My time of kudani im hayus Shabbos. Why didn't he say if he carry? Why did he say if it's Shabbos? Why didn't he just simply say imotziu chayev? It says im hayus Shabbos v'otziu befiv. Why those two extra steps? So Amar Raphim says Zosimaris tells us because Eriva v'otzal the Shabbos vein Eriva v'otzal Yom Kippur. Meaning we already know it's talking about Yom Kippur because that's one of the Yisurim listed. So it should say if he carried in Yom Kippur v'mhotziu he's chayav another one. Why did he say only if it's Shabbos? Isn't there an Isser otzal in Yom Kippur as well? So Rafam understands that no, there is no Isser v'otzal, there is no need for an Eriva on Yom Kippur. You're allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. That's why he has to establish it referring to the Shabbos as well. So Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know? Dilma yesh erev v'otzal Yom Kippurim v'achi katani. Maybe we actually hold that there is Isser otzal Yom Kippur and there's erev as well. And what it says is, im ha'isa Shabbos v'otziu chayev af mishum Shabbos v'yom ha'kippurim. Maybe in Echanami, you're chayev for Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. But the reason why Yom Kippur, you're not chayev a separate chatas because you're already chayev for the eating of Yom Kippur. So we're assuming Yom Kippur, Hotzah, Nachilas, Yom Kippur is all the same. So you have to say, in Echanami, it's also to carry Yom Kippur. But that doesn't add another chatas, so that's why you have to say it's an Isser Shabbos, and that will generate another separate karba. So then the Gemara says, Eli Itmar, if you want to say, the Rafram Al Hadah Itmar. Rafram says in the following statement. It says in the Braisa de Sanya, when it comes to Yom Kippur, we know we send an individual to go, the Ish Iti, who's the one who takes out the Sar Lazazel to throw him off the cliff. The Braisa quotes in the Pasuk in Achrei Mos, the Shilach Biyad Ish Iti. We send the Sar Meshalech in the hands of the Ish Iti, he was the one who's designated to send off the Sar. Ish was mean Ish, Lach Shesazar. Any man does not have to be a Kohen, even a non Kohen may serve this purpose. Iti was the word ish iti mean iti afil betuma. Even if the guy is tame, iti means ace a time. If he's been designated to be the guy, even if he's tame, he's able to go ahead and schlep the animal. And the afilu b'shabbos, even if it's Shabbos, he's allowed to go ahead and carry on Shabbos. Iti b'mezuman, that the iti means that he has to be, he's prepared, that we already designated him from beforehand. So that happens just a side point. The Shita Megubetzes points out here, even if he's Tameh, the Chiddush of Tumah is that even though the guy's Tameh, he's allowed to enter into the base of Migdash in order to get the Sar Lazazel. Because the Pasuk says the Shita Megubetzes, it says the Sar Asher Ola Alav Hagora Lazazel, the goat that got the lot of Lazazel, Yamur Chai Lefnei Hashem, stand in front of Hashem. Sounds like you have to go Lefnei Hashem to go schlep the animal. And even if this Ishit is Tameh, he's allowed to enter into the base of Migdash to schlep him out. So either way, we see from this, Katani, Iti v'afil b'Shabbos, that even on Shabbos, you're allowed to go ahead and carry the animal. So why does it say Shabbos? Aren't we talking about Yom Kippurim? We don't need a special gzer Shabbos, afil b'Shabbos. Yom Kippur itself was also to carry. So the fact that Braisa and the Drasha says, afil b'Shabbos tells us that if it's Yom Kippur Stam, there wouldn't be a question, of course you could carry. So on that note, Amarafram, Zosameris, we learn from this Braisa, Erev Votzal the Shabbos, Ve'ein Erev Votzal Yom Kippurim, there is no need for an Erev, there is no problem carrying on Yom Kippur. That's what Rafram holds. Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that's the correct conclusion from this Braisa about the Ishiti? Maybe Shiny Sar Meshaleach, Dech Sheir B'Yom Kippurim Bekach. Maybe the Sar Meshaleach, that's allowed, he's allowed to carry on Yom Kippur because that's what the Torah told you. But who says in general carrying is permitted? Who says in general that an Erev is not needed? There's no way to learn from this case of Ishiti to apply anywhere else by general Yom Kippurim, and therefore the Gemara says, Ella, the Rafram Berusa, he saw them say Bedusi, it means the same thing. The Rafram was mistaken, and we do assume that there is an Isser Otzah on Yom Kippur, and there is a requirement of Erev on Yom Kippurim. Okay, now the Mishnah says, going along the same business of trying to create multiple Isurim within one Ma'isa Isser. So now this is where we get to the sugyas of Yevamos. So we'll do the best we can to try to follow and hold up what's going on here. So the Mishnah begins at the very bottom here in Yudal Amr Aleph. Yesh ba'adam achas, there's a person who violates an Isser Bia with one Ma'isa Bia, and yet his chayv aleh shesh chataos can result in six different karbanos. Okay, so how does that work? Ha'bal bito, the person's ba'al bito, chayv aleh mishum bito. Vachoso, Veshish Achiv, and it's also his sister, and also the wife of his brother, Veshish Achi Aviv, and the wife of his father's brother, his aunt, in other words, Veshish Ish, and a married woman, and Venita. So how do you create this situation where it's a daughter, and your brother's wife, and all that, in your aunt? So Gemara explains. Hi, Leslie, the Rebbe Meir, Isser Chal Isser, how does this work? Rebbe Meir doesn't hold of Isser Chal Isser, so how could you have multiple Isserim all in once? So the Gemara explains, Nehi de Isser Chalal Isser less, like granted he doesn't hold of Isser Chalal Isser in general, but Isser Mosif, Visser Kolal Isla, like we saw on Amud Aleph. So what's the case here? Kegon Shebal Lima. So the guy was born his mother. Veholid bas. So now their product is a daughter. But not only is a daughter, it's also his sister because they share the same mother now. So that's a half-sister. So the iser bitov achoso bahadeh hadeh. So now that child, his daughter, is an iser bas and iser achoso all in the same time. Now his daughter slash sister, niseis lo'acha, marries his brother. Okay. So now that becomes migo, the isosef iser lagavi achin. So now that this woman is aser to all the other brothers, because now it's married to one brother, so all the other brothers are aser to her. So itosef iser lagavi didei. So now to her half-brother slash father, she has an additional iser. That's three iserum. And then let's say her husband dies. So then niseis la'achi aviv, she goes ahead and marries her father's sister, a brother rather. So now migo d'itosif isur l'gabi shar achiyav. Now that there's isur to the uncles, so itosif l'gabi didei. Now the father gets an additional isur. Havlei eshes ish. Now also a married woman becomes eshes ish. The fact that migo d'itosif isur l'gabi alma. Now that she's married to the uncle, she can't marry anyone in the world because she's an eshes ish. So itosif nami l'gabi dida. So there's an additional isur to her father himself. And Havalei Nida, and she's also Nida, Migo Ditosif Isser Lagabi Baila. So now that there's Isser to her husband, Itosif Nami Lagabi Dida, there's an additional Isser to her own father. That's how you create this sick, I guess, if you will, warped situation. Fine. Next mission. The mission says, Haba Albi Basbito, person who's born his granddaughter. The Chayvale Mission Basbito, the Kalaso, Ve'eshes Achiv, Ve'eshes Achiyaviv, and perhaps Achos Isha, this is in parentheses, Ve'eshes Ish V'nida. Okay, so we'll get to how that works out exactly in just a moment. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Avar Zaken, Zaken, if the grandfather now is Avram, that person, Nasa, marries her, Chai Vala, there's going to be an additional Isser, Mishum Eishes Av. Okay, and the Chayna Bal, Abbas Isha, person is born Bas Isha, or Abbas Bito, you could also have the same situation of six different Chatos. So let's try to understand what's going on here. So the Gemara says, Katani, it says that Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah says, that Chayvala, if the grandfather, now I'm not sure, does the Gemara go on to explain each of the situations? Yeah, I think the Gemara will. So the Katani, the Mishnah says that Chayvala, Mishim Eishes Av. So if the grandfather marries this woman, so then you have an additional Eishes Av. So Misharya, is she mutter to the father? Don't we say in the Mishnah, since this is this will be an issue of the grandfather. But don't we say in the Mishnah, since the son is chai because Eish is achi aviv? No, we should let's go through the Mishnah for a second, just to walk everything through for a second. Let's backtrack for a second. The Mishnah says, Haba basbito chai vale mishim basbito the kalaso. So how? Shinisei, so I'm just reading now the Mishnah to explain the case here. Shinisei libno shu achi imo. So let's say a person's born his granddaughter. So now it's his daughter and his daughter-in-law at the same time. Why? Because this lady married his son. Fine. Okay. Wait, which lady are we talking about now? I think it's talking about the previous Mishnah.
Yaakov and Sarah, let's say, is giving an example. They're looking around. Sarah went and married Reuben.
Second here. Yeah, I think the case, I'm sorry, as follows. It was a granddaughter. The granddaughter now went ahead and married his son. Now, that's allowed because let's say he has two sons. So now one son has a daughter. That daughter can marry her uncle, which is also son of the grandfather. So that granddaughter married an uncle. So now that becomes a daughter-in-law of his as well now. And it also becomes Eishes Achiv because after let's say her husband dies, which is the grandfather's son, so now marries the brother. She can marry the brother of the grandfather. That's how it becomes Eshes Achiv. And it's an Eshes Achi Aviv. Let's say after the second husband dies, which is this person's brother, he can marry the uncle of this grandfather, which is like her own great uncle or something, and maybe the great great uncle, and Eshes Anita. So that's the situation. And now, just one more time in the Mishnah, sorry, just to be clear now, Rabbi Yossi says, if this person, who's the grandfather of this girl, the daughter, marries her, so now he's chayv because of Eshes Av. So Gemara wants to know, how could he marry, how can he marry her granddaughter? Isn't it also to marry one's own granddaughter? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, how can he marry her? Because since we said that this person is the... married to her uncle, it becomes Eshes Ach, and you can't marry Eshes Ach, right? Because one of the stages, she married this guy's brother, right? She married the granddaughter, married the grandfather's brother. And even though he died, but at one point, Eshes Ach, you can't marry an Eshes Ach. And the Gemara answers, fine, back to the Gemara now, hopefully it's somewhat clearer now. Rabbi Yochanan, kigon shenafel lo libam. The situation where the grandfather's brother died without children, so then she's mutter to her own grandfather, if you will, because of Yibum. Now, if it's permitted, so how come Rabbi Yossi says im avar zakin? If he goes ahead and marries her, how is that aser? Why is it avar? It's permitted. It's a case of yibum. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov. Yaakov says she'avar mishim kalz beno, because really, since at one point this was the daughter-in-law of his son, so therefore it's become shniyah l'arayos. And even though midarayos is permitted, it's called shniyah l'arayos. Kedesanya kalaso. Erva, one's daughter-in-law is also midim erva. Kals beno, the daughter, your granddaughter-in-law, if you will, your son's daughter-in-law is shniel erva. V'chein atamotzi bebas bito, so too you have by a granddaughter as well. Ubas bebas ben beno atov kol doros, that any time there's a daughter-in-law that might not be yours, but a granddaughter-in-law, a great great daughter-in-law, all those are going to be. Shneels are going to be secondary level Yisurim, and even though Midrash is permitted, Midrabanan it's also, and that's why it's a case of Avar.
So Yibum would be Chayv, but it would still be an Yisurim Midrabanan.
Exactly, right.
So we don't do Chalitz in that case?
Exactly, we say do Chalitz in that case. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Mi Islai the Rabbi Yossi, Isser Chalal Isser. Does Rabbi Yossi really allow an Isser Chalal Isser, that even though there was a granddaughter and got married to a son and became a Kalaso, ain't Isser Chalal Isser? So the Gemara says, Avar veira sheish bashtei misos. V'hatanah, the Mishnah tells us, im avar veira sheish bashtei misos, a person does an avera that has two different misos. And the case that's discussed is, let's say a person's ba chamaso and his mother-in-law, and she's also an eshes itzba because she's also married, so chamaso is an isser sreifa. Eshes ish is an isser chenek. Sreifa is more severe. So the din is, the Mishnah says, nidam b'chamura. You take the more severe punishment, which will be a sreifa. And in that Mishnah says Rabbi Yossi Omer Nidon Bezika Rishona Shebalav. No, you don't go based on the more severe. You go based on which one came first. V'tanya Ketad Amar Rabbi Yossi. What's the case according to Rabbi Yossi? Nidon Bezika Rishona. How do you judge the first Isser that comes about? Chamaso V'nasis Ishish Ish Nidon Mishim Chamaso. Let's say the mother-in-law is single. She got divorced or she was widowed. And you marry her daughter, so now she's your mother-in-law. But now the mother-in-law chamos becomes married, nas the eshes ish, nidon mishim chamos, because that was the first isser that really you encountered, and it would be a dinas reifa. But let's say she was married, the mother-in-law was married first, and then you married their daughter, so that was, to you, she was first an eshes ish, and then nas is chamos, and then she became your mother-in-law, nidon mishim eshes ish, and that would be lakula, one would get chenek. So we see that there is no Isser Chal Isser, because if it were to be Isser Chal Isser, it should always be that if it's an Eish Ish that became a Chamaso, we should say Isser Chal Isser, and that should be Nidon B'Sreifa. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abo, Modi Rabbi Yosef. Yosef agrees, Be Isser Mosif, when there's an Isser Mosif, when it adds to other people. So Chamaso, that turns into an Eish Ish, that's being Mosif to other people, that's where he says there's an Isser. V'chein Kia Aser Rabin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Modi Rabbi Yosef, Be Isser Mosif, that if it's a Chamaso, it turns to an Eish Ish, so now it's going to, since the Eish Ish adds to different people who are Aser, so to the individual, to the son-in-law as well, there would be an Eish Ish. But the other way around, where she's first an Isser Ish, and then she becomes your Chamaso, where it's not adding to other people, in that case, there will not be an Isser Chal Isser. So the Gemara wants to know, my Isser Mosif Ika Hacha. But here in our case, that we're talking about the Zakin, Imavar Zakin, that goes ahead and there's an additional iser. What iser mosif here? So the Gemara explains the ikah bra l'saba because migo the itosif iser l'gabe brei itosif iser l'gabe dida. Because since the grandfather now there's an additional iser.
The grandfather has his son.
So now that he marries her, so now that son becomes usher to that woman because it's Ashes Av, and once usher to him, to the son, Migo de Tosef Isur Lagabe Brei, Itosef Isur Lagabe Didei, there's an additional Isur to that individual himself. Okay. So now the next Mishnah says in the bottom here in Yudalim Bey, the Mishnah tells us that Haba Chamoso, Chaivola Mishim Chamoso, the Kalaso, the Ashes, could be the mother-in-law, who's also the daughter-in-law. Ve'eshes achiv, ve'eshes achiyaviv, v'achoso, ishto, v'achos ishto, ve'eshes ish, v'nida, v'chob. So that's the situation of many Yisroelim there as well. V'chein haba al-eim chamav, v'al-eim chamaso, as well, if one's mother's mother-in-law or father-in-law's mother. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer haba al-chamaso, chayv ala mishim chamoso, v'eim chamaso, v'eim chamav. So if a person goes of a situation where it's a mother-in-law and consider the mother-mother-in-law and the mother's mother's mother-in-law, all that, they're three different Yisurim. And Amr lo, Shloshin Shemechad Hein, and the Tanakhama argues is, no, a mother-in-law and the mother's mother-in-law and the mother's mother's mother-in-law, all of that, or the mother's father's-in-law's mother, all that's all one Yisur. Those are not considered three different Yisurim. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara explains, Amr Rabbi Elazar, Amr Rabbi Yishaya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'sumchas Amr davar echad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Mishnah says one thing, as they say the same thing exactly what Sumcha says. What do they say? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had the Amr, and that which we said already in the Mishnah, that even though they're three different people, chamaso, eim chamav, they're all three different Isurim. We could separate three different Isurim. Sumcha says the same idea in a different context. What does he say? Mahi, what's Simchas? So the Gemara explains, the Tnan shechta ves baspita. You shecht an animal, and you shecht the granddaughter of the animal. There's no Isur also that's been known just yet. The grandmother and granddaughter of an animal. V'achakach shechet is bita, and then you shecht the middle one, the daughter of the grandmother and the mother of the granddaughter, the middle one. So in that one ma'isa shechita, sofek es arba'im, you get 40 lashes. It's only one ma'isa iser, even though they're two different relationships. It's still one ma'isa shechita. There's only one set of malchus. But sumchas amar, no. Mishum Rabbi Meir, sofek shmon, we get 80. You view it, even though it's one ma'isa iser, you can view them as being the daughter of the mother-in-law, the grandmother, and also the mother of the granddaughter. Those are two different Yisurim. So it seems like the same thing, as the same individual is Chamaso and Eim Chamaso and Eim Chamav, one person, but yet three Yisurim. So comes along Amar Rava. Rava says, Dilma Lohi, maybe it's not true. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ehacha, ela mishim shemos muchlokin. Maybe only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it by the case of the mother-in-laws, because those are three different chalos, three different shemos. The mikri chamoso, there's mikri eim chamoso, and the mikri eim chamav. There's a mother-in-law, there's the mother-in-law's mother, and then there's a father-in-law's mother. Those are three different titles. And therefore, that case, there are three different isur. Avagavi Oses Beno, the Kula Oses Beno Mikram. They're all called the violation of Oses Beno, the Ein Shemus Muchlakim Lo. So maybe in the case of Sumchas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would not agree because it's all under the same Isser of Oso as Beno. Come along now, I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I'm going to stop here. Dilma'ad kan lo kamar sumchas ela, gavi oses beno, du gufun mechlokim. There, they're different bodies. That calf, the animal that was shechted, is shechted with the mother, which is one animal, and shechted with the granddaughter, another animal, and that's why he says they're two different Yisurim, two different sets of lashes. But Val Hacha here, by the case of the Chamaso, and Ein Chamaso, here, De'ein Gufin Mechakim, it's not different people, it's all the same individual, but just various Yisurim in one individual, Ema Krebi Abohu, and therefore it would only be one Yisur in that case. So Am Rabbi Yochan, Savrele, Dam Rabbi Abohu. Okay, Ema Krebi Abohu, Am Rabbi Yochan, Savrele, Dam Rabbi Bo, Am Rabbi Yochanan, She'era, Heina Zima, Hiakasa Asan Lechulun Zima Achas. Even though they're multiple Yisurim, they combine them in as one goof, it's all one violation of Arayos. Okay, we'll stop here. And a bit of a tricky daf.